From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. If you're planning on flying in or out of the Northeast tomorrow, you might want to start tracking your flight status now. Airlines are anticipating delays and cancellations because of a storm that's expected to ice over much of the region tomorrow. More from NPR's Tamara Keith.
Some spots could be hit with as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow by Monday morning, with the heaviest snowfall in southeastern New York and in New England. But forecasters say a huge sweep of the East Coast will see flakes.
Eastern Virginia, the Delmarva, New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, eastern New York and New England.
Dan Peterson is a meteorologist on the winter weather desk at the National Weather Service. He says all that snow spells trouble for travelers.
It's just going to have a disproportionately large impact because of the number of travelers that you have the day after Christmas.
For those who are driving, Peterson suggests getting an early start on Sunday or waiting it out until Monday. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
By the way, airlines are allowing passengers to change their flights without penalty. Pakistani authorities are reporting what they believe was the first suicide bombing carried out by a woman in Pakistan. The bomber struck a crowd of about 300 at a food aid distribution site in Khar in northwest Pakistan. Through an interpreter on the BBC, a Pakistani soldier recounts the moments leading up to the attack.
She was a lady who came out from the ladies' gathering. She had been there since the morning. One of our soldiers was not allowing her to enter. She heard a hand grenade, causing a small blast. People started running. She screamed, and after that, she blew herself up. She was wearing a gray burqa.
At least 45 people were killed and dozens more were injured. Queen Elizabeth has delivered what has become a traditional televised Christmas message as families sit down to their holiday dinners. From London, Larry Miller reports that this is one speech the monarch writes herself.
In her annual Christmas message, the Queen stayed on safe ground, extolling the virtues of sports and how they bring communities and nations together.
Apart from developing physical fitness, sport and games can also teach vital social skills.
And then to her subjects.
I wish you and all those whom you love and care for a very happy Christmas.
There are two empty places at the Queen's Christmas festivities. Prince William and his fiancée Kate Middleton are otherwise engaged. He's working search and rescue as a helicopter pilot. She's spending what may be her last Christmas with her own family before she becomes part of the royal family. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR News. Venezuelan media reporting that former President Carlos Andrés Pérez has died at the age of 88. He reportedly passed away at a hospital in Miami today following a heart attack. Pérez was Venezuela's president in the mid-1970s and again in the early 1990s. He's credited with overseeing a heavy influx of oil money during his first term. However, his second term or second time as leader was marred by accusations of fraud and other scandals. It's been a somber Christmas in conflict zones around the world. Authorities in the Philippines, for example, say a bombing in a police chapel included or injured 11 people, including a priest. iPads and other electronic reading systems have been popular holiday gifts this year, but as NPR's Martin Costi reports, privacy advocates are worried.
Amazon has not posted a privacy policy specifically for its popular Kindle e-reader, and that means consumers don't know whether the company keeps a record of page views on the devices, and if so, how long it keeps that data. Cindy Cohn, legal director at the nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation, says Amazon and other e-book sellers have left readers to guess at how much data the devices collect and store.
It's an uncomfortable position for people to be in, to have to rely on the, you know, largesse of the particular company that they're in a relationship with, as opposed to having kind of the sense that this stuff isn't being collected in the first instance or it's being gotten rid of as soon as it's not needed.
Amazon declined to answer questions about its data practices on the Kindle. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.